to have blessed us with the wealth of Iman and to have blessed us with this blessed day of Jum'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the reality of this day in our hearts and the hearts of all mu'mineen till the day of Qiyamah. And today, inshaAllah, we will speak a bit on this day of Jum'ah also. Because a few weeks ago, a very pertinent remark had been made by one of the students. I don't blame him. And this was brought to my attention by the parent himself. And the remark that he had made is, after the salah, that far salah, the youngster got up to go. And the father tells him, "My son, why don't you read the sunnah salah?" So he asks the father, "Oh, is there sunnah also? I only thought there is farz. I only thought there is two rakats in Jummah, that's all." Now this father takes all the trouble of going to the school, taking his child out of the school, driving all the way here or to Bellevue sometimes, just so that youngster, that boy, can get the importance of Salatul Jum'ah. He takes all the trouble. He just makes it. He just gets here before khutbah sometimes. Now this is a remark from his son, whom he is trying so much. Tomorrow the old man will be gone. That youngster will grow up. But how is that youngster going to grow up? With this in mind, with this belief in mind, that Salatul, that Yawmul Jum'ah is only two rakat salah, finish. Is that it? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed the importance of Jum'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the importance of Jum'ah in the Holy Quran, and he named a surah, Suratul Jum'ah, the surah of Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah. That when, O you who believe, when the call is made towards Jum'ah, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ, the salah of Jum'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how fas'aw, that hasten towards the remembrance of Allah, hasten towards glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave everything. At that time people are now generally involved in business, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, leave your businesses, because sometimes business can distract a man from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. They are such pious people, people with good qualities, that neither trade nor anything that deceives and beguiles them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also say, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعُ. Today we implant in our children the importance of certain events, certain things happening. But how many of us really take the care of, you know, bringing into the attention the importance of Jum'ah also? Another question somebody asked, "Sheikh, you have classes Monday to Thursday, why don't you have classes on Friday? Why don't you have classes on Friday?" So I explained to the parents. I said, Friday is a day, is a blessed day. On that day, you must inculcate the value of Friday in your child. Start from the beginning. So he asked me, "What do you mean? What do you mean?" I said, "Look at the Muslim states. Alhamdulillah, they all close for Friday. Many of the districts, they close for Friday. They will start their business on Saturday. Well, after Salat Jummah." So how I want you to inculcate the value of Jummah in your child is that make a point of getting your child up early, or stressing the importance of bathing, of taking a ghusl on that day. Dress them up nicely also. Dress them up in the best of clothes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith also. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم الجمعة and it's the day of Jum'ah فاختصل الرجل that a man should have a bath and according to some narration غسل جنابته, like how he will take care in importance of having that غسل after جنابه, after impurity, after some relationship or some, when ghusl becomes wajib on him, the care that he will take in taking that ghusl, he should have that type of bath on that day. وَغَسَلَ رَأْسَهُ And he should wash his hair, he should make the point of washing his hair at that, on that day also. So that the odor from the hair in it does not affect and does not offend the other Muslimin in the gathering also. ثُمَّ تَطَيَّبَ مِنْ أَطْيَبِ طِيبِهِ And then he puts the best of fragrances. From the fragrance, he uses the best of fragrances. وَلَبِسَ مِنْ صَالِحِ ثِيَابِهِ And he wears the best of his clothes. This is the importance you're going to instill in your child. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ Then he goes towards the salah. He goes for the salatul jum'ah. وَلَمْ يُفَضِّقْ بَيْنَ اِثْنَيْنِ And he does not make pass between two people. In other words, he doesn't jump over people. He doesn't push people aside. When he comes, he finds place, he sits down. So you know what happens sometimes? We come late and we expect the first saf. We say, no, there is reward in the first saf. Yes, it is sunnah to come to the first saf. There is a lot of reward in the first saf. But how many other sins you are committing by jumping over people and disturbing them and offending them? So, وَلَمْ يُفَضِقْ بَيْنَ اِثْنَيْنِ ثُمَّ اسْتَمِعَ Then he listens to the imam. اسْتَمَعَ يعني attentively. In Urdu say, غور سے sunnah. Not just to hear, but attentively. What is the imam saying? Whether we understand it or we don't understand it. Whether we understand it or we don't understand it. Allah will give us the understanding. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? غُفِرَ لَهُ مِنَ الْجُمُعَةِ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ Allah will forgive him from one Jum'ah to the other Jum'ah. وَزِيَادَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامِ And 3 days above that also. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I explained that parent. I said, get your children up early. Make them bath. Wear nice clothes for them. Don't leave the best meal for Sunday, but cook the best meal on Friday. Put the importance of Jummah in their hearts. Make them read Surah Kahf. It is Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will protect your child from all the fitnas. You are going to leave the world one of these days. You are going to leave the world. What about your children? Inculcate these values in them. That is the reason why I don't have classes on Friday, besides me preparing the bayan, whatever it is, that's besides the point. But so that these values can be inculcated in the children also. They come to understand, oh, the day of Jummah is something. It is not a day of swimming. It is not a day of going to the park. It is not a day of going to the mosque. It is a day of remembering Allah. Make the child sit down. When the child, if you can send them to school, if you can send them, I'm sure you can make them understand. Bring the importance slowly, slowly. This Friday they will sit for 5 minutes. Next Friday they will sit for 10 minutes. The Friday after that they will sit for 15 minutes. And this is how you will develop. This is how you will train the child. That is the importance of Jummah, respected brothers. And make them understand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentions in the hadith, one who will come early for salah, who will come first in the first hour, Allah will give him the reward as if he has sorted a budna. And one who will come in the second, as if he has slaughtered a cow. And therefore Rasulullah, thereafter Rasulullah goes and he comes down. Showing the importance that the earlier you come, involve yourself in the dhikr of Allah, involve yourself in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can read Salatul Nawafil before it also. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in some ahadith used to stress the importance that when even while he was giving the khutbah, if anyone entered the masjid, he would ask them to re-perform the 2 rakats. Although some a'imma ikram have a different opinion as far as this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes, that saying that this was just to stress the importance, but one is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of the a'imma, some of the scholars hold the view that the khutbah itself is wajib. It is compulsory to listen to the khutbah. Because you will find one who does not listen to the khutbah, who does not get the khutbah, as if he has not got the Jummah Salah. So because of the importance of the khutbah, some of the a'imma say that no, you don't have to read the 2 rakat Salah. You can sit down. You can sit down and listen to the khutbah because that now takes precedence. It takes precedence over the 2 rakats of Tahiyyat al-Masjid. Tahiyyat al-Masjid. And then you will find in some riwayats where it is mentioned that it was the habit of some of the Sahaba ikram and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform 4 rakats before the khutbah also. Now that youngster was going out. He does not have the opportunity of reading that four rakats before khutbah, because he takes the trouble of coming to school and he just makes it in time. Now after the first salah, he thinks he's finished, so he goes out. The father wants to read the sunnah. According to some narrations also, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform four rakats sunnah after the salatul jummah also. And according to some narrations, he used to go to his house, if he used to go to his home and perform two rakats there also. That is why some of the imma have mentioned, some of the scholars have mentioned, that the four rakats sunnah after the jummah, it is sunnah mu'akkada, mu'akkadatun, stressed upon. And the two sunnah after that is also mu'akkadatun, stressed upon. Though some say it is not mu'akkada, it is ghair mu'akkada. But my respected brothers, it is a day of remembering Allah. It is a day of getting closer to Allah. The more we remember Allah, the more Allah will love us. See, these are little things which we have to bring in our life, which will elevate the value of iman in our hearts, the value of deen in our hearts, will bring about the value of deen in the lives of our children also. Because we are going tomorrow. We are not here forever. We are not here forever. All of us are going, all of us are going to stand in front of Allah. But Allah has placed some responsibilities on our shoulders. Responsibility to Allah, responsibility to our wives and children. That what teachings, what did we inculcate in them? What values did we bring in them? So these are the things that we have to bring in our children, respected brothers. Then they will value the day of Jummah. When they will get big, then they will also bring these values and inculcate these values in their children also. Jummah was a day, my respected brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. Jummah was a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to the earth. Jummah was the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Adam alayhi salam from the earth, taken his life. And in this day of Jummah, like I mentioned, we don't have to go, you know, for our swimming lessons on a Friday. We don't have to go for this lessons on a Friday. We don't have to go to the parks on a Friday. We don't have to go to the bazaars and the malls on a Friday. Because in Friday there is a time. وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا الْعَبْدُ شَيْئًا. There isn't anything that a servant will ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ إِيَّهُ. But Allah will give him that. Whatever he asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that. According to some narrations, some mufassirin, muhaddithin, fuqaha have mentioned, هي ما بين أن يجلس الإمام إلى أن تقضى الصلاة. That it is between the time from the imam sits for the khutbah till the end of the salah. Till the end of the salah, that is the time of acceptance of dua. But Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, who was a scholar of the Torah also, who accepted Islam, and he mentions, according to his narration, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that it is the time between Salatul Asr and Maghrib. It is the time between Salatul Asr and Maghrib. Now what time, we don't know. That is why it is encouraged that during that time we spend our time in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of Jummah, we send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who cried so much for us, who bore so much hardship, who went through so much difficulty. He took all the persecution, all the mocking, all the taunting, so that we could get the value of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The value of Quran could come in our lives, so that we could be successful in the hereafter. Who had done so much for us, can we not remember our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Today ask a child. Ask a little child, 7, 8, 9, some even 12, 13 years old, to read salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Because why? We did not inculcate those values. We don't even think of sitting with our children at home. Illa mashallah, some of us. To sit and teach them these things. Teach them these values. Yes, today they cannot read the whole of Surah Kahf. Let them read a little bit at least. Let them read the beginning. Let them read the end. Let them encourage them to read, increase more and more every Friday. Increase, if there are days of school, when it's not summer vacation, days of school, when they come back from school, there's still a lot of time, alhamdulillah, sometimes. towards the evening, make them read the Salatul, make them read the Surah Kahf. If they were not able to perform the Salatul Jum'ah, make them read at least some Salah at home. Make them realize that this is a day of importance. It is a day of importance for the Muslims. We value this day. We value this day. Slowly, slowly, in that way, my respected brothers, the value of Jum'ah will come. And it is going to be the day, وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. It is going to be the day when this world will come to an end. When this world will come to an end, all that we see around us, those beautiful big, big buildings, those big, big mountains that we take so much time to go and visit also, all that is going to come to an end also. Our wealth will come to an end, our lives will come to an end, everything will come to an end, and Allah will remain. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And then we will all be traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we'll all be raised. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Yes, this is what the Anbiya have mentioned to us. Everything is coming true now. The messengers that came, everything is true. Now everything is haqiqah. And then, my respected brothers, we will only lament that we did not give enough time to Allah. We did not give enough time. We did not instill this, inculcate this importance, these values in our children and in our families. Then, my respected brothers, it will be too low. It will be too late. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned, while the khutbah is on, وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَىٰ, whoever sometimes will touch something, a pebble, whatever, in those days were rough ground. They didn't have beautiful carpets like us. It was rough. You know, sometimes they used to move the Rasul. Even then, فَقَدْ لَغَىٰ, that he has done something wrong. Something that is not necessary for, something that is in vain. لَهُ, something that is in vain. It was not necessary for him to pick up that pebble or to move those pebbles. It was incumbent upon him. It was necessary upon him that he listens to the khutbah attentively. Today we hear khutbah day, every week, every and then after, Ya Shaykh, mashallah, very, very good, very, very good khutbah. Well, what did we bring in our life? What did we bring in our life? Today we think, no, the best time to sleep is during the khutbah. All the tiredness of the office, all the tiredness of the business, we come and we take it out during the time of khutbah. And then the khutbah was very boring. What effort did you make? You sit in such a position that will bring sleep upon you. You sit in such a position that will bring sleep upon you. So what do you expect? Come and sit. Come closer to. Remember that you are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching me. The malaika are around. And by me exerting more, never mind, if I feel sleepy, I change my position. I change my position so that sleep doesn't overtake me. I must make the effort of hearing every word that is being said, every ayah that is being recited. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to some hadith, the Abbas in him, you mentioned, Abu Huraira, Rasulullah on the day of Jummah, it was a different khutbah. It was a different khutbah. He used to elevate, he used to raise his voice. Like how he used to admonish a jamaat, a jaysh that was going out. That is how he used to speak on the day of Jummah. His eyes used to become red sometimes. It was like, you know, like he was angry. It was a sign of anger in him. Somebody came to me the other day after Jummah. Ya Sheikh, you know, you are our leader. You are example. You should not get upset. You should not get cross. I say, no, we don't get cross. We don't get cross as such. But because of the events that take place in the society, in the community, we have to, our tone must be in that manner. Maybe you can say, nah, my brothers, don't do this. You know, everything nice and well, the man is going to listen. Sometimes you have to show your anger when it's time to show anger. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughdu lillah. Of love for the pleasure of Allah and anger also sometimes. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that we hate anyone. Not that we, you know, we dislike anyone. Yes, sometimes we dislike actions that take place. But we have to bring that to the notice. And in that bringing to the notice, sometimes, yes, the temperament changes. And that is natural. And that is not only, it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show that anger. Rasulullah was not angry. He was angry during the time of khutbah. After the khutbah, alhamdulillah. He was the softest of persons. Anybody could approach him. Even a little child could approach Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What the hadith say? One who will take the care of having a bath, and such a bath also, وَغَسَلَ رَأْسَهُ, and he washes his hair, takes all this into consideration. ثُمَّ تَطَيَّبَ مِنْ أَطْيَبِ تِيبِهِ, and he uses the best of عِثَر, of fragrances. وَلَبِسَ مِنْ صَالِحِ ثِيَابِ, and he wears the best clothes also. Now clothes also, my respected brothers. You know, the other day somebody came to the masjid with a cross on the t-shirt. With a cross on the t-shirt, on the skipper, on the t-shirt he's wearing. Now we are Muslims. We don't have to wear such type of clothing. Especially coming to the masjid. What we believe in and what we are advertising is two different things. What we are coming for and what we are advertising, two different things. And besides that, you know, all this fancy thing that is written on this t-shirt, and how it distracts other people in salah also. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The libas of taqwa. Ya ibani Adam khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. When you go to the masjid, khudu zinatakum. Wear your best clothes. But now best clothes doesn't mean, my respected brothers, that now we must go beyond the bounds of Sharia also. No. Some people say, you know, Rasulullah at times wore, he had nothing on when he performed the salah. He only had the izar. I say, yes, he did. But that was not the general habit of Rasulullah. Those were on some occasions, some situation that led Rasulullah to perform salah in that way. So it's absolutely nothing wrong in just coming, you know, with your bermudas there. And, I mean, is this the way you're going to stand in front of your Creator? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is watching you? أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. Make ibadat of Allah as if you are seeing Him. You will not go and stand in a courtroom like this. Instead, in front of some judge or magistrate, there you will wear your three-piece suit, or you will go in a proper attire. See that your hair is right, your shoes are shining, and everything. In front of Allah, you come and stand like this. What mercy do you expect from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take due care, and most you will find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram. They used to wear the turbans, and even if you see. Even if you see the pictures of the Nasara, when they're depicting their so-called Jesus Christ, when he is praying and that, you will always find those times also that the head is covered. In the Bible you will find also, this topic was concerning, but just somebody brought it to my attention, that in the Bibles, though you might not find in the Latter-day Bibles, but a lady of that time who let her hair be exposed for a little while. The decree of that time was that she had to shave her hair head off. So much importance to covering the head at that time also. Rasulullah used to wear the imamah. When you will find the hadith where the malaika came to give the assistance to the Muslims, you will find that they came in green turbans. You will find those hadith. Such creation that came in green turbans, described like that. Those sunnah of Rasulullah, we have forgotten. We have cast it as, we say, no, it is only sunnah. If we don't give due importance to sunnah now, my respected brothers, a time will come when our children will not even give due importance to the faraid. And this we can see it. We will see it. When we don't give due importance to sunnah now, a time will come when the importance of faraid will even leave our hearts, or will leave the hearts of our progeny. That is why it is imperative, important upon us, that we try and bring sunnah in our lives. Unfortunately, today we have even forgotten what sunnah is. We question the credibility of sunnah also. We say only if it is a sahih hadith. Yes, we take sahih hadith. But sometimes a sahih hadith is not sahih according to one imam, but it's sahih according to various other imams. Because the level that he has established for himself did not meet his level, but it meets the level of other ahadith. So what is better, precaution or to stay away from it? At least on the day of on the resurrection, when Allah will ask, we can tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I tried. This was my understanding. But just to take the view of one and discard the others, that is not right. So it's very important, my respected brothers, we bring these values in our life. This value must be inculcated in our children also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of realizing the importance of this day of Jummah and to make preparation for it and to bring this value into the lives of our families. My respected brothers, another very important announcement. As we know, alhamdulillah, by the grace and mercy of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought about a large population of Muslims around the state. If you look at it 25 years ago, 30 years ago, some of the brothers, it would be having difficult to find Muslims. You will travel from one place to one place. The crowd for Salatul Jummah was very thin at that time also. Today, alhamdulillah, we have Bellevue. Look at it, alhamdulillah, it is expanding. The masjid is expanding, alhamdulillah, by the grace and mercy of Allah. Situations have brought Muslims from other countries. Some of them are in different situations. Some of them have come as refugees to this country. And some of them cannot find jobs. Some of them are just the mother and the children. The husbands are in refugee camps in different parts of the countries. Now Allah has given us the opportunity of spending our wealth in those avenues which will bring the mercy and the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those avenues are like we get the Muslim housing services, that today, up to today, by the grace and mercy of Allah, they are looking after plus minus 40 to 45 families. 40 to 45 families. My brothers, the list, the requests, the applications that are there, we will not even go into that. Now what happens? The electricity has to be paid, hospital bills have to be paid. Sometimes they are threatened with eviction because they cannot pay their rentals. And we know after 9/11, many of the husbands had lost their jobs in working in the air force and so forth, and as taxi drivers also. So this becomes difficult. But Allah has blessed some of us. If, inshallah, we use that wealth for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will multiply it minimum 10 times to up to 700 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah can even multiply more than that. There is nothing impossible for Allah. When we give for Allah, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الْرِبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah, when we start dealing in interest, Allah will take the barakat away from our wealth. When we start giving in sadaqah, today we think our bank balance is decreasing, but you will see the barakah coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is an urgent request from the brothers of Muslim Housing Services that for brothers to donate, because really, brothers, this month of July and August, there is a shortfall for the month of July, and we are expecting a shortfall for the month of August also. So Brother Muhammad is here from the Muslim Housing Services, inshallah. After the Salah, he will be making a collection. So we request all the brothers to donate generously. If we cannot donate now, at least give some pledges or whatever it is. Let's not forget during the weekend, write out the checks and then send it to Muslim Housing Services, inshallah. There are some flyers here also. And brothers can contact Brother Omar Mabarak concerning this also, inshallah. Jazakumullah.